Prologue.
The guards gestured for Silence and Frost to pass through the double doors and into the waiting court, before the throne of Lionstone the 14th.
The chains are just a formality.
A rather heavy formality, Your Majesty. May I inquire as to why we are here?
We were rather annoyed with you and the Investigator. You lost us a perfectly good starship, and you failed to bring us the head of that most wretched traitor, Owen Deathstalker. We wanted his head very much. We were going to stick it on a spike right here at court, so that everyone could see what happens to those who dare defy us, whatever their status. We were also planning to have you both killed in slow, painful ways, as a sign to those who dared fail us, but we changed our mind. We have a use for you. We hereby reinvest you in your previous ranks. We give you a new ship, the Dauntless, fitted with our new star drive. You will go to the planet Grendel and open the Vaults of the Sleepers.
A shocked gasp rippled through the court. Everyone remembered what happened the last time a starship made contact with Grendel. The planet had seemed empty, peaceful, perfect for colonization. But deep in the ground, the investigatory team had found the remains of a vast alien city, long abandoned, and massive steel vaults, ancient almost beyond measurement. They opened one of the vaults, and the sleepers awoke. Hideous alien creatures, nightmares in flesh and blood, they wiped out the entire landing party in a matter of minutes. The Empire sent down seasoned attack troops, battle espers, even adjusted men. They all died.
Might I inquire why we're opening this particular can of worms again, Your Majesty?
Of course, Captain. You're going to open the vaults one at a time.